You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugatz Podcast.
We're presented by DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code Dan for a special offer when you sign up. That's code Dan, only at DraftKings Sportsbook.
Jess, I would love to hear your sad version of Peppa's.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Sounds like Taps.
Funeral
Peppas.
You looked like...
It started like Taps. You're right, Roy.
It was amazing, though, because visibly, physically, you looked like Ellen Barkin because of the way that you're... because you were singing out of the side of your mouth by playing some sort of sad instrument.
She does not get that reference.
Oh, my
God.
Who
the hell is Ellen Barkin?
Ellen Barkin, See a Love, Al Pacino, one of the all-time great movies, one of the all-time great sex scenes in the history of movie making. I mean, it was steamy. It was hot.
He's currently on Animal Kingdom on TNT.
Okay, it's too bad you don't get the reference because...
I think she was... this is a young person reference now. I think she was featured in the Amber Heard Johnny Depp trial, Jess.
I'll do some research.
You say so.
I want to talk about last night's game because we start laughing here today, but I think that me and Mike Ryan are going to brawl because he's come in here emotional again, and I'm going to take you through how we arrived here because after game one of the playoffs, what happens to Gods?
He's got the Celtics in six. I mean, he's feeling pretty good right now. He's got the Celtics in six. He's not that upset.
I have never been any less emotional than I have been right now. I am clear. I told you guys, and I thought that there was nothing in it to me, but what I've realized is that there is a warm, cushy embrace of white Boston sports media that has accepted me for being right about this series. This series is over.
You heard that, Mike Ryan? He bet on us. Is that even a good...
This series was over in game four. That's when I...
He's
knew.
Wicked smart.
Jessica, can you do that better? Because you're laughing in the face of Christopher for his Boston impersonation.
That Mike Ryan.
But I thought he was brave in doing it. Mike's got the best Boston impersonation, but Chris tried, and I appreciate
Wicked smart.
His effort, even though he's a bit of a snorting. He lacks a certain subtlety. There's an oafiness to it.
And it's limited.
It was brave, but he didn't have to follow it up by saying, "Was that good?" right after.
I always do that. I get so like alone, and that's the worst feeling in the world when you're out there with something that you don't think is good.
No, but I appreciate that you did it because I feel like Jessica feels like she could do it better, and I think she's right because she was laughing in your face in a way that suggested that, man,
he
really leaked confidence there, and I saw your lack of confidence, and I appreciated the bravery in it because I didn't have it in me to impersonate a Boston person. So do you want to take a crack at it?
I don't think I could beat Chris Cody's. I just think he probably didn't need a disclaimer.
Should have started with Wicked Smart.
I can do lines from The Departed. That's all I got.
Okay, I'm sorry.
For
I
Christ
asked
Shakespeare
you.
Smart.
Smart. Smart we can all do. Smart is... it's a key one.
That was from The Departed, though, that line.
Go ahead, Mike. So you're not emotional at all, even though I will... again, tell the audience and you that these playoffs started with you thinking the Miami Heat were a championship team.
Yes.
And after one game in Atlanta, you told everybody what was going to happen against Atlanta and against Philadelphia, and you believed in this team, and you questioned Duncan Robinson, and now you're probably questioning Bam, I would imagine, not even having talked to you about it. But this team, you believed in it all year, and then two games ago, you did not. Or a game and a half ago, you did not.
Right.
You simply stopped. After 100 games of believing in this, a game and a half ago, you're like, okay, it's over.
Well, thank you, Dan, number one, for outlining all the times that I've been right this postseason, which is every turn as you've highlighted. Before this series, I didn't know who was going to win it. I thought it would be a long series. I guess six games qualifies. But after midway through game four, I knew that Miami just couldn't match up. And yes, Miami is hurt, and that could maybe explain especially what's happened from three, because they're missing wide open looks. They're not shooting. It's very clear that they don't have their legs. It's very clear that they're afraid to shoot around Boston's incredible interior defense of Time Lord and Al Horford. Boston is hurt too. Boston is really hurt too. Boston was without Time Lord throughout your best offensive stretches in this series, really. When Horford and Robert Williams were on the court together, Miami's afraid of them. This is a bullying at the hands of the Boston Celtics, and it's really cast into doubt the future of this core, I think. Really, I am, as a Miami Heat fan, really disappointed.
In the middle of what you're saying, Mike is articulating a feeling that will now become a heat on the neck of Bam Adebayo, because it's not often that you have these kinds of things laid bare, Stugatz. A city is waiting for you to make an ascendant leap from all-star to superstar. Hey, Bam, we can see that ain't the bad Williams you're afraid of. That's right. Grant Williams. You've got him matched up, and you hear in the arena, Bam, go! Like, and Bam, like, don't stop dancing around. Bam, look, there, it's right there. Go get the series. And you could feel it on him. And the answer was no, thank you. The answer was no. It's like, Bam, Jimmy can't get there. He's not going to get the free throws. Bam, you're at home. You're down a dozen. Bam, we can't get any offense. It's Grant Williams. Bam, go.
And it seems like he heard the crowd. Like, he wasn't being aggressive. Even though he had some moments last night, he was waiting almost for the crowd to get antsy. It was almost like he held the ball, and it was like he didn't want to be aggressive. He heard the crowd, and then he's like, oh, okay, now I'll be aggressive.
Oh, when the game's out of hand? No, it was pathetic from Bam. That is very pathetic when everyone in a sporting arena is jumping on you to just be aggressive and be the star that you flashed even in this series. Granted, it wasn't the same kind of matchup, but you flashed it. Go out there and be just, I don't want to see the team go out like this, scared to shoot. We're right. Absolutely shook. The Duncan Robinson thing, I don't ever want to see him in a Heat uniform ever again. He does, you know when they say that player does things that you don't see in a stat sheet? Here's what Duncan Robinson does that doesn't show up in a stat sheet, Dan. Catches the ball. Pump fake, afraid to shoot. Another pump fake, afraid to shoot. Ooh, I know what I'll do. I'll drive to the hoop. Drives to the hoop with no intention of going up for a layup, even though he's pretty damn tall. That's what I love about Strus. Strus 0 for 9, but he'll at least go. No intention to do a layup. He'll just drive. Penetration, and he'll throw a terrible pass. A terrible pass. Not one that'll get stolen. Not one that'll show up as a turnover. But one that'll totally throw the offense even more out of rhythm than it is. Duncan Robinson. He is a guy that doesn't show up on your stat sheet. No guts. I don't want to ever see Kyle Lowry again. And I've been telling you for years, throughout the DPOY arguments that I've made, I am not on Team Bam. I think he is your team's greatest trade chip. And I think you should seriously consider that this offseason.
Okay, now everyone slow down.
Wow.
No, this is, people are here for this today because they came to eat tears. And Mike has turned on them, and he's betting against them, and he's making the arguments because they've embarrassed him. And he says he's not emotional. I've never been less emotional. His team's getting bullied. It's physically bullied. It's obvious. And you're like, whoa.
Never. I'm not emotional at all. I never want to see Kyle Lowry put on a Heat uniform.
And he's crushing again. Duncan. Duncan was actually decent last night. Compared to everybody else. I'm just saying, Max Strus and Kyle Lowry, the last two games, 1 for 28.
Hold on.
Don't do that. I want people that'll shoot.
Okay.
Duncan shot, Mike. He shot 12 times. He was aggressive last night.
He shot 12 times. He should have shot 27.
Yeah,
goddamn
but a lot
times.
Of those times where he drove, there was someone in his face.
They put him in. Look, this is, I don't mean to be the Mike translator on this, but they put Duncan Robinson in the game. When I keep saying, shouting at the microphone, go to Bam, right? It's rarely stripped bare like this. 2-2 for the series here. Are we tough enough? Do we have the guts to get to get to the next round, which is going to be unbelievably brutal? And you're telling Bam, go! Go! And Strus has got nothing, but he'll go to the rim. Strus has got nothing. Okay, all right, Strus, geez, you're going to keep shooting? Please stop shooting. Oladipo's throwing the ball at the bottom of the rim and launching rockets at the backboard. Okay, nobody wants this. Duncan, we gave you 90 million.
Billion.
Bam, 90
million.
Bam, you don't want to go. Duncan, you neither. You need, so somebody come get us because Jimmy can't do it. Look, Jimmy, nobody's doubting Jimmy. We saw Jimmy, Time Lord or not, we saw him in game. This ain't Jimmy. Somebody else going to bail him out? No, it's nope. Just Jimmy.
It's just Gabe Vincent, who only has the guts, not Bam out of Beta.
Let me
say that nickname again because it's fire. Bam out of Beta.
Hey, let's not, you know what? I came to this realization last night after the game. Let's not mess around with this guy's name. That's disrespectful. We're not going to make kind of those kind of internet, 4chan type of jokes about him. From now on, we're just going to call him by his name, Idris. He doesn't get to be Bam anymore, that's for sure. He's got to be Idris. Until he want to be Bam, he got to play like Bam, Bam. If you, hi, guys. It's not too much. I mean, the craziest thing about being in the arena was every time he got the ball and he was ISO'd against Grant Williams or some other lesser being, to hear 20,000 people go, 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 come on.
No, it's crazy.
Oh, God, go.
No. And dude,
everybody was begging him.
But, Amin, this part is crazy. As you've got in an arena 20,000 people, Amin. 20,000 people. I mean, many of them moms, grandfathers, grandmothers.
Family event.
It's a family event. All of them are looking at the human being Bam Adebayo, who, by any reasonable definition, would be somebody that, he's plenty aggressive enough. Just whatever. Look at him and look at what he does for a living. Just look at him. Bam. And now they're looking and saying, Bam, not the optics of this one. It's Grant Williams. Look what he physically looks like. He's roly-poly. He's in the middle. We're going to attack this weakness with our all-star, correct? Grandma knows this. Grandma's watching this. It's Grant Williams, pudgy Grant Williams. Man, this guy's the least in shape of anyone who's out here just running around. Grant Williams is the pudgy one. He'll hit some threes from the corner, but we're going to be scared of him. Our guy, the all-star who's sitting in for Bam, and grandmas can see that. That never happens in an arena.
Dude, there were two events every time they happened. You could hear the collective will of the people, right? When Bam would get the ball, when Idris would get the ball and would do nothing with it, and you hear people begging him to go. The other one was every time Duncan shot, or Duncan was rounding the corner and getting the ball, I'm going to tell you one thing. Duncan Robinson, there are a lot of other cities where he would have been buried by the home crowd. The Miami Heat home crowd still are holding out hope. Come on, buddy, you can do it. When he hit that one finally, it was like, yay! You did it, buddy! Now just do it again! It's real easy. It's like riding a bike.
No, but do it 9 out of 10 times like you did against Atlanta. Do it.
Guys, the crowd was behind him because no one else was shooting the ball. At least Duncan was willing to take shots.
No, he wasn't. No, he fooled. He got you fooled. No, he just got playing time.
3 of 10 from 3.
No, there were so many shots that he passed up, dude.
Oh, I'm not going to sit here and blame Duncan Robinson. This is on Mike, you were right. It's on Bam. It's on Larry. It's on those guys. Today is not on Duncan Robinson. And by the way, you don't have the guts.
What is this Stugatz character?
Over yet. Where are your guts, Mike Ryan?
The series is
over. It's a game 6 in Boston. The series isn't over yet.
Am I going to lie to you?
Believe in your team or don't.
I've kept it real my entire career here in South Florida. I'm going to continue keeping it real. This series is over.
I'm with you on all of it, but this is not. We cannot blame Duncan Robinson for last night.
What's going on? Hold on.
He was one of the more decent ones. He made 3 shots. We only made 7 for 45, and he made 3 of them. No, I'm just saying, this is not the game to say he's the problem.
Wait.
His mentality is the problem.
Guys, please, if I may, just...
We're unhinged.
Look at this coddling crowd over here. I mean, it's ridiculous.
And Stugatz has done this two games in a row. Last time it was Victor Oladipo. I don't hear too many coddlings of Oladipo today.
We will get back. We will get back to Stugatz in a second.
We are crazed right now.
You are pathetic, Chris.
What are you doing?
Stugatz is a liar.
I'm not saying.
He's keeping this act over there. Jets has been right the entire time about the Miami Heat. And Amin here is getting buried by Heat Nation. He's been telling you. He's been keeping
it
real.
You're praising Strus. He was 0-for-9.
Strus keeps shooting.
What is that? What are we doing?
When Strus goes to the cup, he's looking to lay it up. He's not looking to turn it over like Duncan Robinson is. Duncan Robinson is a coward.
Listen.
He is a coward.
All right, Chris.
A coward.
And Chris. Bam can be Bam in D.C. I am done with him. Yeah. And Kyle Lowry's one of the worst postseason players in the history of the NBA.
I'm with you on Bam and Kyle.
Yeah.
With you.
Yeah.
Okay. Never want to see those guys again.
But not Bam? Friends.
Who's Bam?
Idris? Excommunicado.
Yeah. Okay. No, you
Bam, more like Scram.
No, I don't. I just.
Scram out of bio.
Scram out of bio.
Wow.
I want, just for a second, okay, because I can do this for the rest of time. I would like to talk about everything that happened last night, and I would like to deconstruct it from every single angle because I find it hugely interesting, and we don't get a lot of chances to talk about the Heat this way, and I will miss them deeply when they were gone because I am today, as we yell at each other and scream and blame because there is plenty of blame to go around, I am genuinely, genuinely grateful that over the last 3 years of unending shit in America, this team has given us this silly, silly thing to care about this unreasonably that allows us in a really great job that we do screwing around every day in sports to like really tap into the sports fan for a couple of months because holy shit, Mike cared at the beginning of this. And last night, and this is where this comes from because I totally get it because I love this region. Mike has been so loud about what this team was. And Chris, you're right. It is not just Duncan Robinson's fault. And Stugatz, you're right. The box score shows that Duncan Robinson shot a lot last night. But in the watching of that game, Mike's out there against the country, okay? And he's out there against the country with a fandom sealed by Us Against the World 2010-2014. LeBron, Bosh, Wade, we're going to fight everybody. We're dying for that feeling. Mike wanted it against Philadelphia. Philadelphia didn't give it to him. He comes into this series. He's loud. You know these teams are roughly the same. Amin thinks or thought that Miami was better. And now, at the moment of truth, okay, and this is why Mike is just sending everybody out of town, at the moment of truth, as he begged Duncan and Bam, and now you heard it leak out there, Kyle, hey, one of these guys, somebody out there, don't embarrass me on what I've been saying for 100 games, and don't embarrass me this way. The missing of the shots is okay, and Strus misses 9 times, but at least he goes to the rim a couple of times. All agreed, but don't embarrass me this way. Do-si-doing at the top of the key, Duncan, fake, here we go, Bam, I don't want it either, here, Duncan, to you, Bam, please, somebody take a shot, oh, Jalen's gonna do it on the other side, he'll shoot threes over there, because there's not just gonna be scared, but our two guys, Kyle's gonna be in and out, and have me longing for Gabe Vincent, like, just put Gabe Vincent out there, I know he'll run around, like, he'll run around faster than that.
Dude's pouring his heart out right now.
Sham Adebayo.
And so this is where all of this is coming from. And he's unhinged, and now he's saying it's done because there is no rescue here. But they've made Mike's words for 100 years. They've made him look like a fool.
No, they haven't. Because despite my cocky Heat stuff, what you know about me is I don't trust Duncan Robinson, and I've been warning you about Bam Adebayo. And prior to his arrival in Miami, I've been calling Kyle Lowry one of the worst playoff performers in NBA history, which is backed up by data. I haven't trusted these three guys their entire time down here. Did I go nuts in game 3 when Bam all of a sudden wanted to be that all-star, wanted to be that ruthless, assertive big man that I've always hoped and prayed for? Yes. And then what did he do game 4? He let you down and it made you already forget what you saw in game 3. It's those three guys that I've been warning you about that are showing their ugly faces right now. Ugly faces.
Flim Flam Adebayo.
I have never been more calm. I am not at all emotional.
Look at his hand.
I see the world so clearly right now. These guys need to be off this roster.
Stugatz, now we've got that over here. That's in the extremes. And I want to get everybody's thoughts on this because people are here for this today, for Miami to eat the tears. Loud, loud Miami. Miami fans, look at what happened. Not only that, you got bullied. You didn't just lose, you got bullied. And on top of that, holy shit, none of you can shoot in a way that doesn't look like it's in the playground. Like playground, like shooting around here in a park playground. Guys playing outside who don't know how to play the basketball because you got air balls missing by 3 feet, and you got things hitting the backboard with a thud and nothing else. On as the best 3-point shooting team in the sport puts together the worst 3-point shooting you've ever seen in a game, and I've seen in a game seven where Houston missed 27 threes, and this was worse than that.
I think the back-to-back missed threes by Oladipo was the saddest 27 seconds I've ever seen in an NBA basketball
so
game.
Loud.
I mean, those were just
so loud.
Those weren't even close. They were just
they clanked the side of the backboard.
But wide open.
From that angle, it's nearly impossible to do it twice in a row.
But wide open, and this is where Mike gets embarrassed, and how could you not be on their behalf? This is not the show that calls people cowards. This is not the show that looks at athleticism and looks at athleticism and just drags guys because, oh, you took my feelings with you and you weren't tough enough. Like, we don't like do that consciously, but you're watching that game and they're embarrassing you because the flimsy foundation is this, Stugatz, and it couldn't be this flimsy. It couldn't be this flimsy. Not if you believe in the Bible of culture. Not if you believe in Udonis Haslam as the high priest. It right. can't be so flimsy that as soon, I mean, we had Wade for 20 years. As soon as Jimmy's knee goes, so does the whole thing. We had Wade for 20 years hobbling around through the playoffs, winning games against Indiana, making shots. As soon as Jimmy shit, now nobody can do anything. The whole thing falls apart. Why is Jimmy fighting with Spo? Because Jimmy wants his dudes to be better. Because he wants... You know what I mean? It's either me doing everything, or we go on in a big moment where I can't go get free throws. I'm trying, man, but Time Lord is giant, and my knees don't have anything. You can see it on my jump shot. I've got no legs. The guy who was Michael Jordan the whole playoffs, advanced analytics, best guy in the playoffs. The Celtics are saying, and we can all see it. Go ahead, Jimmy, shoot. We know you're not going to make it. 14 footers, 18 footers. Go ahead and take the threes too. You did a grandpa set shot on that one. You made that one.
He couldn't get it 23 feet.
He had no legs.
He's shooting 21 feet.
Yeah. And there was that shots. One time that he tried to overcompensate.
Oh, yeah.
And that was just as depressing as anything I've seen this postseason. He overshot it.
He would have hit it if he had a third shot.
DJ's got no legs. Kyle's got no legs.
Tyler's out.
Tyler would help with what Boston is conceding. You're getting punked. You're getting punked by Boston that is playing a tough game, but they are not playing well. Boston should have lost the last two games. If you gave anything offensively, anything, instead of your worst efforts of the season, it is a really bad look. It is disappointing. Everybody is hurt on both teams. It's not an excuse. Yes, it helps explain why Miami is all of a sudden struggling from three, but you got punked. You got punked by the better team. Blow it up.
If it's not an excuse, Mike, and I agree with you, everyone's injured on both sides, then Jimmy Butler deserves some of this criticism today. He does. I know he's been great in the playoffs, but in a big spot, game five at home, you're out there, you're playing, you're 4 of 18 from the field. You're the best player on the team. You're 4 of 18 from the field. So if we're going to agree that everyone's injured, everyone's tired, they're playing three seasons in 1 year, Jimmy Butler, 4 of 18 in a big spot, game five at home, is a terrible job.
Now,
just a terrible
okay,
job.
Okay, and this is where I want, when you say just a terrible job, I would like to put right now a pause on the frenzy of a Mike Ryan who says he's not emotional at all, saying punked by a better team, blow it up. That comes, I mean, Adebayo was blocking Tatum at the rim, making him very proud at the beginning of the pandemic. And Amin, I want to get your expertise here because I believe that there is truth all over much of what Mike Ryan is saying. And I know and understand why he's embarrassed by what just happened. I am not willing to go better team with him just yet for a reason, even as I spent a lot of time telling you, hey, the second half of the season, the Celtics have been better than the Heat and everybody else. They've been really good. They're dragging everybody. and this, you know, might be, hey, the Celtics might have gotten hardened by the Heat in the bubble, and here come Tatum and Jaylen Brown under 25 to lead the next generation of guys into the East and make Amin look wrong that Miami is not better. However, I just want to stop for a second and present to you guys, and I know that this is not the perspective of the day, and it's not what sports shows are supposed to do, as I again profess great gratitude for what it is that the Heat have done for the last 3 years during the pandemic to distract us with this nonsense that we care about unreasonably through three real shit years in America. And here's why I want to bring in Amin, because Haberstroh, and the timeline in this one was interesting, right? Because I'm watching the end of the game and I'm making jokes, but I'm also starting to feel sad because when Haberstroh came in here, and he's done a lot of reporting on the human body and basketball and travel and everything else, and the fight in the sport right now, Stugat, between load management and Adam Silver needs you out there for the 82 games to get the television money, and these guys, and Kawhi Leonard, very quietly, he'll get the New Balance commercial, and they'll work around his personality, which is, you don't say anything here, Kawhi. We'll make you a star anyway. But he kind of didn't like how the champion Spurs were using his body, and he said, bleep it, I'm going to use my power. Go over here with Uncle Dennis, and I'll see if Ballmer wants a star over there to challenge LeBron, and we'll build a giant economy around it, but my body, be careful with my body. Now,
and
please.
And his body keeps failing, by the way.
Yes, but let me give you the entirety of this perspective. So as Haberstroh's in here, he's saying that this crop of players has gone through the roughest physical stretch of 3 years with this pandemic because of the grind of the schedule, because of how many games they've had to play, because of all the things that have been distorted because of the greed of the pandemic, and you got to get the dollars and you got to play in the bubble. And these games here where you got to fly to a city and get in an ice tub, man, it can't just be a day of rest, bang, bang, bang between cities. Like that's like Tommy Heinsohn did it on trains. Like, you got to rest the bodies. And so from that context, when I tell you this group of bodies, not on these teams, but on all of them, when the playoffs go, that the first year the Celtics and the Heat meet at the rim in the bubble, when the basketball's pure, no crowds, Miami's great, Miami's rising, Miami is Jimmy Butler, maybe Duncan. Wow, they get to the finals. LeBron, Duncan's afraid of him and awed by him, but this is my team for the next 3 years. I believe in it. That next year, all the teams that went deep the first year physically fizzle out early. Miami goes out early. Boston goes out early. So now the body of work, Stugatz, over the number of games being played, make it so that Milwaukee sweeps Miami the second time, but Miami's played a ton of games, and Jimmy Butler's heaving, and Amin's telling you when he's heaving over, like, you know, 40-point game, 40-point Jimmy, he's going to make his stardom and get to the commercials. Amin's telling you they're going to pay for that down the road. Amin's telling you that when he's heaving, running the body that way, running these engines at this speed. And then what happens? Miami gets to the playoffs, and they smother Atlanta. Atlanta played deep into last season, and they were broken, and we crushed Atlanta. Didn't have anything for Miami, did you? Then they get to Philadelphia. Philadelphia went deep. They played a lot of games. They've got turmoil outside of that. Harden and Embiid, oh, you don't have anything physically for him either. Your face is broken, Embiid, and Harden, you don't look physically right either. You can't beat Miami. You suck. Get out of here. Now, two teams last night are playing a 2-2, and I swear to you, Stugatz, this is what it felt like to me watching. Ooh, this is horrid what's happening out here. As Jason Tatum is grabbing three physical body parts, Marcus Smart, I don't know how healthy he is. He's in one game, not one game, defensive player of the year. Robert Williams can only seem to play like 19 minutes. He could block P.J. Tucker's shot, but he's not healthy.
You know who looks great, Dan? Al Horford. Every single night, that man is in shape. That man knows how to keep his body, maintain his body, maintain his strength. That guy has played a lot of basketball, not just the last year, the last 20 years. And let me tell you, he looks fresh. He's the MVP of the series. Big
agreed.
Guy.
I did that. Not know that that series was going to be at the
how
end.
Did Kyle Lowry pass his conditioning test? How?
He's chubby.
I heard Jermaine O'Neal talk about not being able to eat an Oreo because Yeah, because he doesn't want to be 8% body.
He turned down a chance on the Big Three Heat because he's like, I got to eat Oreos.
Kyle Lowry pass his conditioning test because he wasn't in that bubble. He was in Tampa last year.
It's a good question. Just I'm not making
it's a bad contract.
Listen, just I'm not making any excuses for anybody. What I'm saying is what I saw last night is it felt like at the end of a really long race, okay? Both cars were exploding.
two tires had flown into the stands and the Celtics were driving better on the sparks and the axles. 2-2 for your life. Tatum's hurt too. Smart's hurt too. Williams hurt too. Don't give me any excuses, Jimmy Butler. You're older, but be better than three-injury Tatum because he's giving him 20 and some assists. Jaylen Brown can't seem to dribble, but it's bad basketball. And what I'm asking you as the... Like,
what's the question?
The question is it because they're all hurt? No. And it's not that Miami is not. It's not. It's not. It's not that Miami is not better.
You're a homo.
It's not that Miami. Get the Bobak. It's not that Miami's not better.
What a special day.
Than Boston. I mean, it's that everybody at the end was broken, but, and in this game, Jimmy Butler had nothing, and we didn't think that the foundation of the Heat was that flimsy.
But Dan, while I agree with you, there probably is some long-lasting health effects of playing this many games in a short amount of time in terms of three different seasons, but the reality is, if you look at the history of the NBA, yearly, there's some shit that goes down because somebody got hurt. That's how this shit works. Now, this feels a little bit more pronounced because it's both teams, and we rarely see that happen on both sides. But yearly, somebody got hurt, like such and such, and then somebody got hurt. And
but
I mean, that's how you end
up with
a champion.
Have you ever seen what we were watching last night where airballs are guys?
No.
These are lower body extremity injuries. Airballs are coming in on Lowry and Butler's. It's because they're scared or they can't reach the basket.
Look, there's a lot. You can't take away credit from Boston being amazing defensively. They were so locked in and executed. I'm going to tell you one thing about Miami that hasn't happened more than the shots not dropping. This team hasn't been an execution team in this series. Shots falling, shots not falling, that's make or miss league stuff. But when you're not executing so many times, I know we gave Idris a hard time for every time he ISO, everyone was like, come on, please. But there were multiple possessions where he catch, he pivot and face, and Jimmy Butler, who would be guarded by Robert Williams, would run
bring
towards
him right over
like,
to him.
What are you doing? The spacing was horrendous. Like, Duncan would be kind of curling, and Victor Oladipo just standing right there. They did not do themselves any favors. And to me, Miami Heat basketball, specifically Eric Spoelstra coach basketball, one of the hallmarks is these guys execute. They don't make mistakes. They may not make shots, but they don't make mistakes, right? That wasn't what happened last night. They weren't executing at all. I know Spo said, hey, we got a bunch of good looks. But I don't think those good looks came out of good execution. I think at some point, you know, things break down and you get open shots.
Is that because Boston's just totally taking this team out of its game?
They don't
trust their bodies. They don't trust their shots. They don't trust themselves against this defense. They're doing things out of character.
I mean, sure. Like I said, you got to give Boston credit. And they've been number one in defense all year. But more importantly, since January 1st, they've been number one in defense by like 6 or 7 points per 100 possessions from the next best defense
there,
in the
there
league.
Is not a difference between what Mike and I are saying and where it is that you're embarrassed. This is what happened last night. Mike, you're articulating it as, again, at the end of a race, two cars, the tires are spinning out and the axles are creating sparks. You need to win a race. What's it going to be won on? How rare is it that we get to say toughness? That we get to say, well, everybody is physically falling apart. I thought my team couldn't be bullied, but now they're running scared. And you're finding yourself looking at the other team and saying they're better because they're tougher. Because through grabbing three body parts last night, Jason Tatum did something that Jimmy Butler couldn't go get.
Yeah, Jimmy Butler was the grit of this team, and he is not the same player.
But it was three games ago. It was three games ago.
It was prior
ago.
To that, Pritchard.
Pritchard.
MB Pritchard.
Like I said, injuries happen every... That's the game, bro. That's the game. Your best player got hurt. That's the game.
He was
man.
Playing like Jordan last week. He statistically,
got hurt, he got hurt then. But that's the game.
Yeah.
That's the game.
Tatum's
man.
Out there. No
but can
excuses.
It not be? But it can. Why does it have to be an excuse as opposed to
the
saying
reason.
It's a, as opposed to saying, well, Jimmy at the beginning of the series was 40 points a game and got 18 free throws. And oh look, clearly he doesn't have his legs. Oh clearly Robert Williams isn't going to be scared of him. Oh clearly he's not going to get 18 free throws again the rest of the series. Because because he doesn't have his legs. But the last time he played healthy before he left at the half, the Heat were losing by quarters, winning in the series, and were up at 15 at the half. Like, they looked overwhelming in that first half of basketball.
What's available to Miami in this series is the mid-range jumper. And when Boston is struggling offensively, too, you make those at a fairly decent clip and keep the Boston Celtics defense honest, that's enough to win you the game. We have guys either passing up the mid-range jumper because they don't trust it, or they're flatly missing it. Tyler Hero's absence looms large in this discussion because that's what Boston is conceding. He was struggling prior to because he was trying to play through an injury, wasn't himself. But if you had a healthy Tyler Hero, maybe this series is different. Jimmy Butler and Tyler Hero not being available when the defense is only giving them the shots that they excel at is a problem.
Mike, they were 5 of 37 on open or wide open threes last night.
Wide open. Wow. Yeah, this is what? It's just, like, this is that, guts,
at some,
dude.
At 0 of 23 on shots where the closest defender is 4 to 6 feet away. 5 of 14 on shots where 6-plus feet away. Like, at some point, you got to make shots, bro. That's part of it. Now, we know some of those shots are coming by people you don't want to be shooting, like Oladipo. You know that some of those shots are coming by people who are unsure of themselves when shooting, like Duncan Robinson. You know some of those shots are coming from Jimmy Butler, who just could not even muster the power just to get, hey, miss the shot, but can you get it by this vicinity of this rim here? So it's a lot of things. Are they not healthy? Yes. Is Boston amazing defensively? Yes. Are some of these guys shrinking in the moment? Yes. Are some of these guys not playing smart in the moment? Because brave is cool, but brave and dumb, you might as well be scared. Like, so there's a lot going on here, but I think the main thing is, if you're Eric Spoelstra, do you do away first? Like, to me, this game, series ain't over. They still got to go to Boston. There's still a game 6. We're talking like this thing was, it's a wrap. Well, but then here's the question. If you're Eric Spoelstra, your season's on the line, are you still going to start Kyle Lowry? Are you still going to play Victor Oladipo out there and let him mess around and take whatever shot he wants and f*** up that offense every single way he wants? And defensively, but I swear to God, me and Tom were just like, I wish I had a telestrator. Every time Victor Oladipo is guarding Jason Tatum, the ball swings this way. Dan, you texted me, Jimmy has no legs. What did I text you back last night?
I don't remember.
Oladipo has no league pass. Because the ball goes away, he's guarding Jason Tatum, the most dangerous offensive player on either side. And this is exactly what he does. Let me wander this way. Why are you helping off of Jason Tatum? Do you not watch basketball?
It did feel like Oladipo was playing to be the star of everything happening there to get to his next contract.
Hot in here, by the way.
Is the series over? Maybe. Maybe not. Maybe go f*** yourself.
Hey everybody, it's Mike, and typically I record these Miller Lite spots in the studio, but I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window, and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to crack open a can of Miller Lite, because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right, you crack that puppy open, and you don't have to think about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard. Lots of landscaping being done right now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Whether you hydrate to live or live to hydrate, Liquid IV quenches your thirst faster than water alone. With 3 times the electrolytes of the lead in sports drink, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients for everyday wellness, all in a single sugar-free stick. Are you heading to the airport on a long flight? Or do you need something after your flag football game? Well, if I was you, I would definitely go with Liquid IV just for the electrolytes so you don't feel run down. And I know for me, Liquid IV helps me start my day in the morning, and it helps give me the energy to do stuff like cut my yard and wash my car and work out and just face the day. And you can get your energy back while drinking something that's delicious. And when I say delicious, you can pick from flavors like pear, white peach, green grape, lemon lime, and more. Liquid IV is non-GMO, free from gluten, dairy, and soy. However you hydrate, grab your Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier sugar-free in bulk nationwide at Costco, or get 20% off your first order when you go to liquidiv.com and use code DAN at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration using code DAN today at liquidiv.com.
Don Levitard.
I actually thought you looked kind of good.
Stugatz.
Thank you. The beard's grown out a little bit. I got a little life in my face, I feel like. A little tan, Colorado, San Francisco. I had a great time.
You got life on your face.
You've got death on your face.
I think you've got 40 to life on your face.
This is the Don Levitard Show with the Stugatz.
I don't know what else you want from me in this hour, Dan. I already gave you my opus, which was sad pepas. Taps pepas. I think we could call it tapas.
Love tapas.
Tapas. Yes, I do love tapas. I love tapas as well. Sad pepas is where we are as a show. We were dancing around a couple of days ago, and Jimmy Butler was, by advanced math, a Michael Jordan. We were talking that way. And the reason that I want to just stop everyone is Mike goes totally crazy and says, punked by a better team, blow it up. I just want for a moment to examine what Amin was saying, because it's not something I'm hearing being said of the Celtics, that the shots are not merely wide open. The shots, the results of the shots, about 10 of them was, those don't look like professional or even college basketball players. Those are jacked up shots that are either 2 feet short or hitting the backboard and nothing else. And when I say, is it normal to say, what you said several times in the last segment, which was play through an injury or Jimmy Butler can't reach. Like, those seem to be mitigating factors on however you're measuring your team.
They are, and that's also part of it, man. Like, that's the hard part is, like you said, we're not making excuses, but we're explaining. And sometimes the explanation is, yo, man, I'm physically not good. But that happens every year, time and time again. Tom wrote about this a while ago, where he said, the Lakers championship in the bubble should have an asterisk because Jimmy Butler was hurt and what have you, right? Or no, actually, it's about the Raptors. The Raptors championship should have an asterisk because KD and Klay Thompson got hurt. And he said, absolutely, this is the case. By the way, here are some other champions that should have asterisks. And he literally went year by year. Every single year, there's some. Man, let me tell you something. Think about this. Lakers and Pistons in the 80s. They played in 88 and they played in 89, right? In 88, the Lakers won in 7. In 89, the Pistons swept the Lakers. Everyone knows that, or knows at least that they won those titles in that year. How many times do we say, in 88, Isaiah Thomas's ankle falls off, and he's literally hopping on one leg and scoring 16 points in the fourth quarter, and then game 7 he doesn't play? How many of us point out in 89, both Magic and Kareem were hurt, and they swept basically Worthy and a bunch of dudes? We never say that. We don't say, oh, that's an asterisk. Oh, if Magic were healthy. Well, guess what, man? He wasn't. And that's life. And you just have to put up with it sometimes.
I just think that when your season grinds to a halt there, because you're literally talking about 3 halves, or what is it, 5 halves? They were leading by 15 when Jimmy was healthy. He was getting 18 free throws when Jimmy was healthy. Mm-hmm. Now he's an embarrassment being punked that makes Mike blow up the team, and it's 3 games. You guys told me that the 4 games where Jimmy Butler and Spo were throwing clipboards at each other and everything, that didn't mean anything because they got the spark after that. That team had the guts then when Jimmy Butler wants to fight Spo and Udonis has to be called in, and you guys are telling me that all of that, you don't believe in culture very much if you think in 3 games all the toughness is, oh, all we've got out there, the only one we got out there who wants it is PJ Tucker? Well, he's the only one out there who wants it.
He doesn't have much faith in his shot either. That's why I'm not going to have another go at Duncan Robinson because, number one, I don't think the rhetoric helps. He's been very public about his mental struggles. So whatever, it is what it is with Duncan. But what is happening, be it their bodies, their lower extremities, these players just don't have the confidence in themselves. Right. And it shows when they have open looks. And PJ Tucker is not by any stretch of the imagination a player you would label soft, but he is scared to shoot. Jimmy Butler is scared to shoot. Kyle Lowry is scared to shoot. Duncan Robinson, scared to shoot. Bam Adebayo, scared to shoot. This is because in part what Boston is doing to them. It's also in part because of their injuries, but it's also themselves. They're doing this to themselves.
Guys, let's do something more fun than this. Yesterday during the game, Joel Embiid tweeted out, Miami needs another star.
Oh, Mike's
we're
ready.
Back.
Mike, three games ago. Mike's going to trade everybody for Embiid now. We're going to pivot in three games.
I would have traded Bam after game three for Bradley Beal or Donovan Mitchell. Like, I've been telling you about Bam.
Well, they wouldn't be afraid to shoot.
No, they certainly wouldn't. Like, give me somebody that's not.
But is
afraid.
This why Jimmy's an asshole? Because he's too much culture for culture? Like, he's the only one who's not going to be afraid. His knee goes down. Like, guys, you're really doing this off three games, Mike. You don't believe that much. If you could watch, Mike.
I've been telling you about Bam Mike, all season long. They could Mike, be a gritty, tough team, and they could have a couple
Mike,
betas on their squad.
If I came to you three games ago at halftime before you know Jimmy Butler's out, and I say, what's going to happen the rest of the way? You're not going to say to me, everything's falling apart from here. Everything, the whole blueprint is falling. You would not say that with conviction. That's three games has done that to you.
I would have said that halftime of game four, though, because I didn't know the extent of what Jimmy was dealing with. He doesn't look like the same player. It's fine. Boston does not look good. They look fine defensively. They're throwing everything into their defensive game. They don't look good either. It is a beatable team. All you need to do is make shots. And for several reasons we've outlined, and some of them mental, they're not making shots.
I kind of
feel they look good offensively in the second half. The Celtics did yesterday. I mean, they scored 56 in the second half against the.
Well, they
good
won, but this is big. Right. The judgment here. This is the thing, Stugatz. They looked pretty good. I'm telling you about all these injuries, and I'm saying so. Let me just get this straight, so I understand it. So, if some of those wide open shots had gone in, and that was the half that the Heat won by 17 instead of the Celtics, you're telling me that a 2-2 series that you feel all these things? Because it feels to me that you end up feeling all of these things based on a half of basketball where shots go down or they don't.
No, I always wanted to upgrade over Bam Adebayo. I always did. I want Joel Embiid.
Yeah.
We're complaining about injury problems and we want to add Joel Embiid.
I kind of feel like we steamrolled the fun here. Let's talk about Joel Embiid. Why are we talking again about why they didn't make shots? Like, that's not fun. Fun is Joel Embiid, man. How about that? How about this guy sitting, letting the breadcrumbs sprinkle around? Because, like, there's two ways to look at this. One, you could say, well, Joel is trolling the Heat, saying you guys aren't that good. One is that he's trolling his own team, like, hey, this team that only has one star who's on one leg beat us. Or maybe he's saying, get me out of here. And on the post game, I did a little, we did a little role play there of,
hell yeah,
Doc Rivers. You know, Joel's going to say, he's going to tweet what he wants to tweet. And I'm quite frankly, I'm fine with it. If anything, I want to go to Miami too. Is that all right? I mean, isn't Spoh supposed to be in the front office by now? Hey, I can hit the back nine right after practice.
Oh, he'd love that.
Oh my God. It's a match, me and Joel, let's go.
Are Joel and Embiid now, are Jimmy and Joel now flirting so that the next super team move, they told us in our face after the last series, hey, we want to be teammates again. It's not, they were not concealed about that. All right, let's pivot there after a half. Or, you know, not three games, that's too irrational.
I think
let's
we
do
all need a good
a
cry.
Yeah.
Let's cry. Yeah. All Heat fans, if you're listening right now, you're a Heat fan out there, let's get a good cry in.
No, but this is what the people
want.
What
are we going to do if they win game six? I mean,
no, but
they are not winning game six. They're not.
Can we burn boats? I thought that's what we're supposed to do in this setting.
I mean, Stugatz, that's a great question. It's a great question. If they win game six, that hurts my chances of coming down here and being head coach with Joel. It's a real handsome question, Stugatz.
Hey everybody, it's Mike, and typically I record these Miller Lite spots in the studio, but I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window, and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to crack open a can of Miller Lite, because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right, you crack that puppy open, and you don't have to think about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard. Lots of landscaping being done right now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.